It's Wednesday, July the 8th, and you're tuned in to the 10B Podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show. We talk about all the cool things in the whole wide world. Welcome back to another mundane COVID life.
It's getting kind of somber. But I don't know, things are opening. I went to my first restaurant experience in COVID land recently.
That's just it, things are opening, but it's not like the risk is gone.
It's not. It's true.
So it's not like I really want to try and do so many cool things.
Also, not wrong. But it was nice to go to a restaurant.
Yeah. If you celebrated 4th of July in America, great. I hope you had a good time.
Yeah.
If you are here in Southern Ontario, we had a tornado watch today.
It didn't happen.
No, but did you see Toronto?
No.
It's all flooded.
Oh, sick!
Not all of it. It's more like west, closer to Etobicoke.
I heard there was a bunch of down power lines.
Yeah, it's wild. Etobicoke got...
Whoa! Yeah. They got demolished!
Yeah, this is 4 hours ago. My phone wouldn't stop buzzing because I have those stupid weather alerts. And it's just heat warning and then severe thunderstorm warning and then tornado warning. And I was like, tornado warning? I thought we lived here because there wasn't that kind of shit. But
that's insane.
That's where the world is today.
Is there flooding in North York?
I don't think so. No. Because that's north and east were safe, but south and west were...
Oh, damn.
Were pretty...
Get fucked.
Yeah. It was cool. Yeah, it was definitely closer to Etobicoke, Toronto, but...
Yo, they got demolished. These pictures are nuts.
Yeah. The ones at the street? It's just a river.
Yeah. There's just cars stuck.
Yeah, that sucks. Anyways, if you're out there, experiencing severe weather, stay safe. We wish you the best. And with this heat wave, I'm sure it'll all just evaporate. Because that's how...
It's supposed to thunderstorm again on the weekend. All weekend's supposed to rain.
Yeah, I heard about that. Which sucks. But, oh well.
Get wrecked!
Because he'll just stay here. Just stay in this...
Cold basement.
And relax or something. I don't know. Anyways, we have an email to get to.
We do.
So let's get to that. It comes in from CrossPix, aka Brian.
Sup, Brian.
Title?
Sup, Brian.
Subject, childhood. Here we go.
Oh, no.
Hello, nerds. First off, let's all thank Vince's girlfriend in convincing him to make YouTube videos again.
It was me! I've been telling you for years!
And as a result, inspired me to build Gunplas again after at least a year. You know, good stuff, Brian. Yo, good for you.
You know what that is? That's what? Straight up peer pressure.
good for you! Good for you, Brian!
Because you're not even building Gunplas.
What are you talking about?
You didn't even build a Gundam.
I built a Gundam.
You built a bear.
Okay, the box says Gundam on it. It's in the proper scale.
I don't accept it.
It is by Bandai.
I don't accept it.
And it appeared in some of the greatest Gundam anime.
You also built the most useless bear. And probably the least cute bear.
But I built a Gundam.
You built a shitty bear.
I built a Gundam.
You built a bear that should have been extinct years ago.
I built a Gundam. And I'm sticking to that story. I set out. I didn't lie. I built a Gundam.
I still think you lied to me.
I even used my god hands. Mm-hmm. I built a Gundam.
All right. You built a model kit of a bear.
I built a Gundam bear. Yeah.
Okay.
So, all right. I don't know. I'm pretty happy about that. But anyways.
I'm not.
But anyways, Brian, I'm glad you're building Gundams again too. Would have loved if you shared a picture or at least told him what you were building.
You know why he didn't?
Why?
Because he's not building a Gundam.
Okay.
He's building a Zoid.
Oh, how fucking dare you.
The Superior Robot Show.
Wow.
No. What? I'm not sticking by that one.
I was going to say, really?
I'm not sticking by that
really?
One.
Really?
No.
In this household? You to come in and disrespect?
Look what they did to my boy.
Okay. As for this week's question. Which one anime would you have to pick to define your childhood? For me, it would have to be Digimon. As a person who attended elementary in Hong Kong, I can tell you that Digimon was definitely a lot more popular than Pokemon back in the days in Asia to point to... What? I can tell you that Digimon was definitely a lot more popular than Pokemon back in the days in Asia. To point to that, even McDonald's would hold weekly battle tournaments with those Tamagotchi-like Digimon devices.
Digimon battle tournaments?
Wow. Damn. Thanks for your time, and here's a picture of my cat sitting in my Gunpla box.
Oh, yeah, I heard about this.
Oh, he's building a real great tall geese.
Oh, yeah, he told me. Fuck. He told me on stream. I forgot.
What the hell, man?
I forgot.
What the hell? Cool. I love the tall geese. Tall geese my fave.
Sandrock's better.
Yo, okay, buddy.
Sandrock, baby!
Get out of here.
He's got two scythes!
Who cares?
Fucking rat as shit!
Who cares?
I want to see the cat.
Oh, you want to see the cat?
I want to see the cat in the box.
I only
got the text version of this.
I don't mean to.
Aww, he's bending the box.
I don't mean to start anything.
Yeah.
But cats suck.
Ooh, so, baby! You know what? I can't believe you would fucking say that.
Yeah.
Because I agree.
Yes! Yes!
Dogs are superior.
Uh-huh.
In every way.
Uh-huh. That said, I'm not a pet person, so I wouldn't have neither.
I'd have a big dog.
I would absolutely not have a large animal.
I would have a large dog.
Like, if I had a farm, you could stay outside, dog.
Yeah, I would have a large dog
in
a large piece of land.
Mm-hmm.
And it would come in to sleep.
Oh, mine would never come in.
But otherwise, you got free reign, baby.
Mine would never come in.
All right.
I'm like, if I'm letting you gonna roam around outside, do whatever the fuck you want, you're not coming in the house.
Wow. Savage.
He's an animal.
Absolutely
stays outside savage. Like an animal.
I guess you gotta stay outside then. Oh.
All right, Anthony, what's your childhood anime that you would define? What anime would you choose to define your childhood?
Bro, Fighting Foodons.
Are you being serious right now? Are you fucking with me?
No, Fighting Foodons all the way. Touchdown. What are you talking about?
No. No.
All right, Sonic Underground. I don't know what the fuck. The ultimate anime.
Wow. Wow.
Honestly, I think it would have to be... It either be Dragon Ball...
I was going to say, it has to be that one or...
Sailor Moon.
Or Sailor Moon, yes.
Because
yes.
The thing was... I've told this story on the podcast before, but I didn't know anime was anime until I was like 17.
Okay.
So I used to watch all these shows, right? Sailor Moon, Dragon Ball Z, all that shit. Reboot. Obviously the best anime.
Yes.
Canadian made.
Canadian CG anime. Yes.
And look, they're ahead of the game. Everything's CG now.
I guess. Sure.
They paved the way for modern anime.
Gross.
Reboot. Where was I going with this? Oh, yeah. So I'd watch all these shows. Like all the Four Kids Block and all that shit. And in my mind, they were just cartoons, right? They're just differently animated cartoons. I didn't know they were from Japan. I didn't know they were classified as this whole other thing.
Mm.
And then my first girlfriend was like, oh, do you watch anime? And I'm like, I don't know what the fuck that is. She's, you know, like Sailor Moon. I'm like, what are you talking about? And then she showed me like all this shit came from Japan. And, like, my whole worldview came just fucking crashing down. Because, like, everything I loved since I was a child came from that country.
Mm.
And I'm just like, what? This is all from Japan? Oh, shit. And then I became a weeb.
Wow.
So I think it'd have to be, like, one of those classic, like...
Mm.
I would probably say Sailor Moon over Dragon Ball. I think I watched a lot more Sailor Moon than I did of anything else.
Mm. Yeah. I think I would have, like, mine would probably be the same. Sailor Moon, Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z, or Pokemon. But I think if I had to pick one, I think I would say Pokemon.
See, my thing is, like, I associate Pokemon more with the games than I do with the show.
Exactly. That's fine.
I definitely played the games a fuck ton. But I gave no shits if I missed an episode of Pokemon.
Oh, okay. I see, yeah. Like, I was definitely, like, I watched Pokemon from the day it aired in, I don't know, was it 98?
You know what the most fucking savage episode of Pokemon is?
What?
The one where he meets that, like, fake gym leader who has a Sandshrew, and he's just like, jump in the pool, bitch!
Oh, because he's training him.
Yeah, he's training him, and he puts, like, a muscle restraint on him. And he tells him to jump in the pool.
No, that's just training.
That's savage. Absolutely.
Do you know
savage.
How you get better at the... You know what you should train?
What?
The things you're bad at.
What if like, the thing you're bad at will kill you?
That's why you train for immunity.
All right, okay.
And I would say Pokemon. I mean, like, in terms of the anime, yeah, I watched that from the day it aired all the way up to my first year in high school.
And you're too cool?
And then I found, like, yeah, and then I hit it. And then I found some guy who was a year older than me, who was the coolest guy. He was like, yo, you've been watching Master Quest? And I'm like, shit, you're watching Pokemon still?
Hell yeah.
I'm like, fuck, man, okay, Lee.
I'm back in
this
it.
This is our secret.
I love high school Vince stories. Because it's all like some guy came up to you, and he's like, hey, like, opens his trench coat. He's like, yo, remember that anime shit you love? And you're like, oh, God, I do love it. Oh, I'm relapsing.
That's what happened. But no, yeah, I would say Pokemon the anime, because it was more than anime to me. Like, I definitely, it was the only of the three I mentioned. I probably spent the most amount of money on Pokemon between the cards.
Okay, yeah. Cards, all the games. Strategy guides.
Yep, I have strategy guides. I have, like, and, like, just general merch and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, and what, yeah. And then when it's, the question is what defines your childhood, like, yeah, for sure. Other boys that I would hang out with talked about Dragon Ball, and the girls would talk about Sailor Moon. Mm-hmm. But like, in terms of like the whole classroom,
yeah,
everyone talked about Pokemon.
Yeah, it was very gender neutral.
Yeah, and it was awesome.
It's the reason it's so popular today.
Yeah, and so yeah, and even today, like, everyone knows Pokemon. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, people have heard of Dragon Ball, but like, you can't pass a picture of Pikachu around and people not know, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So like, I would say, yeah, definitely Pokemon is what defines my childhood.
Okay.
I would say that's where I stand on that. But there you go.
It's not the That's So Raven.
That's anime.
That's the best anime.
Listen, I'm more of an Even Stevens.
Oh, Even Stevens.
Even Stevens.
The Disney Channel original anime.
And Lizzie McGuire. Like, that's my era.
Yeah, that's a pretty classic anime, Lizzie McGuire.
Yeah.
To be honest,
like, That's So Raven was just one stage too far already for me. Like, I was.
What's the one where they're all in a hotel?
The Sweet Life of
Zack and Cody. Yeah. That was a good show. That was a good anime.
Do you know who watched them all?
TJ?
TJ watched them all.
Well, TJ, like, don't you have, like, every single Disney fucking show logged in your brain forever?
Maybe.
Like,
possibly.
Because I remember the first time I met you, like, every single time we'd go to his house, in his room, the TV would just be on the Disney Channel.
I think it's the Family Channel.
Yeah.
Oh, the Family Channel. Yeah, that was it. It'd just be on the Family Channel.
It's because there were no commercials.
What was that show with the black family and the black girl? But it was a cartoon show.
Oh, The Proud Family.
The Proud Family.
That I was like, why are you looking at me? I don't got the answers.
I was like looking through you. I wasn't like looking at you.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, like, that show was awesome.
I was more of a...
I'm just kind of nostalgic.
I was more of a Weekenders type kid.
The Recess, though.
Yeah, I like the Weekenders better.
Listen, there are very few things we agree on, and this is one of them.
Wow.
The Weekenders. Wow. Tino Tonatini is my spirit animal.
Later days.
Later days, boy.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't worry, Paul, that's not an anime reference. You don't have to get that one.
No, that's anime.
Oh, that's the realest anime?
That's anime.
Okay.
Is that Canadian anime?
No!
No. I'm Googling the Weekenders right now.
The Weekenders? Yeah, no. So Pokemon, yeah. I mean...
Oh, Lore. That was her name. The Tom girl?
Yeah.
Tomboy girl or whatever?
Blonde?
Yeah. Tino, yeah. Tish, Carver, and Lore.
Yeah.
Oh, Lore was so cool.
I guess.
What was the surfing one?
You're beyond me now.
Oh, I don't remember that one.
Yeah, it was like they lived in Hawaii, and they were surfers and skateboarders.
No.
And it was like four. Also like the Weekender. Oh, was it Rocket Power? Hold on.
Probably.
Oh, that sounds familiar.
That does sound familiar.
I think it might have been Rocket Power. Maybe I'm misremembering where they were.
I've seen a lot of Rocket Power cosplays.
By the creator of Rugrats. Rugrats shaped my childhood.
But that's not anime.
Isn't it, though? It's animated.
But it's not anime.
Okay, all right.
It's not anime.
Reptar, though.
Mm.
Where's my fucking Soul of Chogokin Reptar? That's what I want.
I don't think they can license that.
I want a metal build Reptar.
I want a Reptar. I would love a Reptar.
I want a Reptar and I want a Mecha Reptar.
Yeah. Okay, cool. There you go. Thank you for writing in, Brian.
Sorry for the tangent.
Let's talk about our picks this week. I want to talk about something and I want your opinion on this.
Go.
So September's coming around pretty soon.
Mm-hmm. Never forget.
Yes. But in the tech world, September is an important month for Apple fans because that's when the iPhone usually drops.
Yeah.
And like
iPhone 12, they've been hinting at it.
Yeah, and like, have you heard the recent rumor going around about the iPhone 12, what it's going to have, or more importantly, what it's not going to have?
A charging cable?
Any charger.
At all, period?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Well, here's the thing.
You don't have an iPhone.
I
You're not going to buy an iPhone.
I'm not going to buy an iPhone. I don't have an iPhone.
Okay.
The only, again, the only Apple product I own is an iPod Classic, 80 gig, baby.
Yeah.
Still going strong. But, as a person who bought a new 3DS.
Yes.
I don't know if I really have room to complain too much. Considering I supported these terrible, terrible business tactics.
Yeah.
This is also a thing with the PS5 and the Xbox One X, the Xbox Sex, sorry, my bad.
Yes. Correct.
Apparently, they're not going to come, or the rumor is that they're not going to come with HDMI cables.
Okay.
Because, like, they have enough. Like, people, they're saying that, like, everyone has an HDMI cable, so we're just not going to pack one. Like, that excuse, I guess.
Yeah, okay. You know what? I can agree with that only because, like, the last time that happened was the PS3.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when, like, cables are brand new still.
Yep.
But it's been almost 15 years.
And you need, like, different HDMI cables than you did back then to do 4K shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's not good.
You don't think it's good?
No. They're using USB-C?
No.
Oh, so they're still using proprietary cabling.
Yeah.
Okay, then yeah, fuck that shit.
Yeah.
Like, if they switched over to USB-C, I could probably give them more leeway.
Why?
Because everything's moving over to USB-C. Now when I, like, buy new electronics, I get a USB-C cable, right? So it's just like, okay, I guess. Like, it's still shitty, but I have
a bunch. So are you saying that there's not enough lightning cables in the world?
Not in my house.
Okay. Yours is, like, the only house I know without a lightning
cable. Say I wanted to get into the Apple game, baby.
Yeah.
It doesn't support my 32-pin connector.
Because I think yours house is the only house, wow, that I can think of where I know I can reliably not find a lightning cable at your house.
Yeah, if you come to my house and you need to charge your phone, get fucked.
Yeah. Like, but everybody now has a lightning cable in their car.
Again, I'm using an aux
cable. I have a lightning cable in my car.
Because you have an iPhone. You made sure about that.
But so, like, yeah, I think as a general consumer move, I think it sucks.
Yeah.
It definitely sucks.
It's also, like,
I think it's crazy.
I know the actual manufacturing cost of a cable.
Yeah.
It's not high.
Yeah. But here's the thing, like, most people who buy, like, the iPhone, well, any phone, let's be honest, like, you don't even use the cables in the box. No one uses the
cables. I use the cables in the box.
Because that's the only one you had at the time.
I still use the cables in the box. Like, I get, like, at least with my phone, maybe my phone's different because I had, like, really nice threaded cables, different adapters and shit. Like, it's really nice.
Oh, like, see, like, I have mine in the box. Like,
oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, like, you know what is in every one of my empty iPhone boxes?
What?
The block. The charging, like, the block that you plug into the
wall. You don't use it?
No.
You don't use the block?
No, because the Anker ones are better because they support fast charging.
See, I think you're, like, one step too deep. I think that part
is,
like,
and then that, I don't even use my Anker ones anymore because I just got wireless pads everywhere.
No, now you're flexing. Yeah, yeah. I think that example, you're a little bit too deep.
So that's why I know. Like, I think it's crazy, but I also believe that, like, there's enough lightning cables and power bricks out there in the world that makes sense. And to go to your when you're talking about how, like, PS5 and whatever and Xbox are not going to come with HDMI cables.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I have my original PS4 HDMI cables in the box.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't take them out, so.
I think, what was it? Up until the Switch, the Nintendo was using the exact same AV cables as, like, the Super Nintendo or some shit. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Something wild like that.
Yeah. Make no mistake, I do think it's not cool that they're, it's all rumor and conjecture, but, like, if they don't put the charger in the box of the product you sell, I think that's a bit wild. Like, I don't think it's cool.
Yeah, it's definitely, I don't want to get, like, all, like, politically correct here, but it's a little, like, elitist to assume that, like, oh, this guy bought this $12,000 iPhone, so he definitely has, like, a charging pad at home, so he definitely has previous iPhone products at home.
Is it elitist, though?
to be like, it's, I don't know, to me, like, from the outside, is not an Apple person. It's just like, it's one more barrier to entry to your product.
Yeah, but like, I feel like it's been around so long that, like, I don't think it's too much. Like,
again, I'm coming at it from the point of a person who doesn't own any Apple products.
Because, like, you know, like my grandmother has an iPad and she has like 3 charging cables, right? It's like,
yeah,
I didn't get her those. Like, she just has them. You know, like, my mom has 2 iPhones.
How have I been avoiding Apple products for so long?
Like, yeah, like, my mom, like, TJ has an Android, but, like, he'll tell you he has, I don't know,
a billion cables.
Yeah, like, everyone's got cables. Like, I'm amazed how you avoided it for so long.
That 32-pin connector, though.
You know, yeah, like, it's wild. Yeah, like, yeah, because, actually, you know what, a lot of, like, my friends are all on Android.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they all have, I don't know why.
Yeah, why would they have a lightning cable?
Don't ask. For air.
See, this is a greater conundrum.
Yeah.
Of why the fuck do all these people have Apple connectors, but they don't own Apple products for their daily
use? But they do. So, like, it's great. So, like, when I go to their place, I'm like, can I charge it? They're like, yeah, here you go. I don't question. I'm like, oh, okay, you just have it. Great. Awesome. Cool. I think it's because everyone has iPads.
What? That's my boom. It's not even boomership because mostly boomers own iPads.
Like, yeah,
I don't get the point of a tablet.
Why?
It's between a computer and a phone, but I feel like it does neither of the things those two ends do well.
I think it does the phone side better
than a phone.
Yeah,
that's wild.
You think your phone is better than a tablet?
I think my phone for its purposes is better than a
tablet. What do you use your phone for?
I use my phone for texting, calling, searching up fucking things on the internet.
You don't call anybody.
Taking it with me portably.
Okay. Let's remove the true calling thing.
hold on. Caveat.
let's remove the phone call portion of it. Because no one makes phone calls.
I make phone calls.
No, you don't.
My parents phone me.
Okay, so you call your mom.
They call me.
Okay, so your parents call you.
Call me, and then occasionally I call my girlfriend over, like, KakaoTalk or whatever.
Okay, so you can do that on your iPad.
But, like, pulling out an iPad, like, on the fucking subway is ridiculous.
It's a phone call, right?
Like, yeah, it's a phone call.
Okay. Most people make phone calls on headsets now.
I don't own wireless headphones.
You don't need a wireless headphone.
I put the phone up to my thing.
You don't need that. You just need the headset that came in the box.
Oh, this one didn't come with a headset.
Oh, shit.
So I put my phone up to my ear and talk to people. I'm not going to put a fucking iPad up to my ear.
Okay. You know your laptop. Okay, you have a laptop, but you also have a very powerful PC.
I do.
Most people in your situation don't even bother with the laptop.
But it's for portability.
What do you need that portability for?
When I'm having sweet dates in my car or going to school.
Again, you know what's better?
What?
An iPad.
There's no way. There's so much. Oh, I can play games on this. I can stream games from Steam over my phone tethered to my thing.
You can do that on an iPad.
I can stream Steam games from my iPad.
You can't stream?
That's what I thought.
But.
That's what I thought. No. Argument over. Done.
But your girlfriend would rather play app games.
That's where you're wrong.
No. I definitely think, yeah, like, if you have a dedicated PC,
mm-hmm.
If you weren't a student,
yeah,
I don't think you'd have a laptop.
I bought the laptop because I'm a student.
I said if you weren't a student. Yeah.
But that's also, like, the reason I have one. Like,
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If you were not a student, because, like, you know that I've been wanting to buy a laptop for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know why I haven't?
Because
I don't have a reason. I don't need it.
You don't need a lot of things you buy.
I know, but, like, that's just it. Like, when I think about what I use, like, if I didn't record this damn podcast, actually, you know what? I could probably, you know what? Maybe I'll just buy an iPad.
Oh, no.
They have GarageBand on there.
Can you hook up a Blue Yeti to the iPad?
You can USB-C it.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Like,
Also, we had this argument before where you said, like, in all use cases, a laptop is strictly worse than, like, anything else. A tablet is strictly worse.
Yeah, but because I don't have a main, like, because my MacBook is my main computer.
Mm-hmm.
But if I bought a desktop.
If you bought an iMac.
Yeah, I wouldn't have a MacBook.
Interesting.
I would have an iPad. Because at the end of the day, most people, the way we consume like content now is just, it's just social media and videos. Like,
yeah, I don't know. Just like the thing is like, the amount again, of, the student example too is like, I can't do shit
I know.
On that tablet in a school setting.
And that's what I'm saying.
But also like, say I want to like casually hang out, like let's go like full Toronto and be like, oh, let's casually hang out at a coffee shop and just like put down something. Yeah. Like, I still would rather have a laptop to do all that stuff on than a tablet.
What do you mean like casually hang out and do something?
Like, I don't know, watch videos or just like chill. Maybe I'll shoot at an email or two. Like things that you can easily do on a tablet. I would still rather have the form factor of a laptop.
I guess. I don't know. It's, I'm trying to think, like, unless, like, I specifically need the laptop.
Yeah.
Because it's the only way I can access it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I would
do that. I understand the argument of, like, in modern day society, it is definitely way more popular for people to have the tablet. And I think in a lot of people's worlds,
I don't think it's a popularity thing. I think it's ease of use.
In those people's worlds, it's easier for them to use the tablet.
Yeah.
But in almost every use case that I would use a tablet portably, I would rather have the laptop.
So you're just watching YouTube videos. You'd rather have a laptop.
I'd rather have the laptop.
Really?
Yeah, because I've had a tablet.
Mm-hmm.
What did I fucking have? I had the BlackBerry tablet.
You didn't have an iPad.
I had the BlackBerry tablet.
You didn't have
that
an
shit
iPad.
Was dope. I had Jetpack Joyride on that shit. But like in almost every case, I would have rather used my laptop than the tablet.
Interesting.
Like for me at least, the tablet is the weird middle ground where it's too big for it to be conveniently portable, but it's also like,
but like you carry a backpack everywhere and you bring your laptop every, like I don't think you can have that argument. You always have your laptop on you. You can't say a tablet is too big if you're carrying your laptop.
For again, the touchscreen purposes of why I use a laptop just occasionally, like, or a cell phone, sorry, and popping it out and doing whatever.
Yeah.
And then there's the the slightly less portable side of it is that the form factor of an iPad is the same as a laptop, but I'd rather have the use case, like I'd rather have the functionality of a laptop over a tablet given the same size, like a 13-inch tablet versus a 13-inch laptop.
Mm.
Like this thing is thin as fuck.
But a tablet's smaller. It's still smaller.
Like, but it's also small enough to where it doesn't, like, any thinner doesn't matter to me. Like, I would just rather have the functionality of the laptop and have that extra third of an inch.
I guess so. I mean, yeah, for sure. Your specific use case, like, I get it.
Yeah.
I do think that, like, that mentality, like, because I, to a certain extent, I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
But I also recognize, like, that's old man thinking.
Probably.
Yeah.
Like, I also wonder if it's just, like, tech nerd thinking.
What,
like,
do you mean?
Like, I wonder if people who, like, are more into computers and tech than the average consumer would rather have, like, the extremes than the kind of all-in-one slightly.
I think everybody who's super into tech,
they just have them all.
Yeah, and they pick the one that they need.
Oh, that's fair. Just plop their iPod at their house.
But, like, that's just it, right? Like, the more people I talk to, like, it's definitely like, yeah, I have a computer at home for when I work. But when I'm on the go, I just pick up a tablet.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't know.
Because it's like you're doing email, you're on social media, watching some videos, and it's like, what more do you need?
Than a cell phone.
No, but like it's easier to...
Yeah.
To like...
Because it's a bigger screen.
Yeah, it's easier just to see. You don't have to strain your eyes, like... Like, that's, like, I still...
Get better eyes, you weaklings.
Like, I still don't understand how you guys all, like, are able to read your manga on your phones.
By having good eyes.
I can't.
Well, I had laser-corrected eyeballs, so...
No, like, it's not that I can't see it. I just find the screen so small and cramped.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. It doesn't bother me.
Right? Like, I at that point, like, yeah, like, I need a bigger screen, whether it's a laptop or a monitor or a tablet. Like, I can't, like...
Yeah,
things like that, right?
Yeah, I just don't understand that thinking. Because again, anytime I would need a bigger screen, I would also want the use, like I would want the functionality of a laptop.
Wild. Like your thinking is like, you want the full laptop for the 2% chance you need that extra.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Like, why? Like, I'd rather have it and not need it than need it and not have it.
Okay. So then in that case, yes, you're definitely more on the I need the all-in-one machine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not all-in-one desktops, though. Those are garbage. Just get build a tower, all right? Just go mid-sized tower.
No thanks.
Look, they have all-in-one liquid cooling now. It's super easy. Just drill that. Just screw that shit in.
You know what I wanted to buy? The table where it's glass and you build out your computer flat on it.
Oh, I've seen those. Those are cool.
Yeah.
The ultimate airflow.
Yes. Yeah. And it's just like a gigantic desk, but you could see like your motherboard and all your NVMe slots and like.
You know what would really make this basement less cold? If you had a computer. A really powerful computer running down here.
That'd be funny.
Just turn on the PlayStation and turn on the computer and then the heat jet right from your two jet engines.
Maybe I should hook up an Xbox down here or something.
Just have a 360 running in the background, like a Gen 1 360.
Yeah.
Just see how long
I remember those winters and I was like, oh, it's so cold. But we're too cheap to put on the heater, so.
Let's play
Halo. I turned everything on.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, my next pick was an anime pick. Mm-hmm. I think last week I said there was a teaser for The World Ends With You, the anime. This week, Square dropped a trailer.
Dude, that looks hot as shit.
It does.
It looks like the game.
It looks like the game.
The hard black outlines and everything.
Yeah, it was wild. I was looking, I'm like, wow, they like went for it. Like, this wasn't some sort of like, oh, anime.
Yeah, here's the generic style.
Yeah, because like that's how I always feel like when we get those Persona animes. Like, it's not that it's so far off, but you feel like it loses a little bit of its like stylistic edge from the games.
Yeah.
But this one, they're just like, nah.
Yeah, if we just copied it fucking exactly?
Yeah, so it looks pretty cool.
I saw no pins, though.
To be fair, when you bought pins in that game, they didn't show up on your character.
But I still saw them at some point in time. As long as he, like, fucking flashes that shit like their gym badges, like, I'm good. Just show the pins.
I hope, yeah. Because
and there's gotta be an episode dedicated to Tin Pin Slammer. Like, that's the beach episode. The beach episode is Tin Pin Slammer.
Okay. Sure. If I remember correctly, that's the game where, like, he gets to 7 and it resets, right?
It's the one where it's fucking quarters.
Oh, okay.
Where you gotta smoke the other pins off the...
Okay, yes.
It's Beyblade with pins.
Yes, okay, now I remember. Okay.
And there's a whole new game plus where you had to be good at it.
Yeah, let's not talk about
that. Let's not talk about that.
It's not even important. Yeah, so that's that. Yeah. Looks like a cool anime.
It looks really nice.
Speaking of anime, there's a couple anime that, you know, launched this. I forgot the summer season started.
Oh, it did. Where's Annie Chart?
Like, and there's a lot of cool anime out there, which I failed to watch any of because I just... It came.
Are they, like, season twos?
No, I think Fire Force season 2 might be out.
Oh, I heard... Yes, it did. There it is. Fire Force season 2.
Yeah, so, like, I feel like, how did this go by me?
But I still gotta watch season 1.
It gets wild at the end.
Damn.
You never thought that fire could be so fast.
Oh, did you watch No Guns, No Life?
No, but I heard I was supposed to.
The cop has a gun face.
Yeah.
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 That's good, too.
Because, like, there's one anime this season I want to watch called, like, High School Gods or something. Or, like,
okay.
I don't know. The God of High School.
Oh, The God of High School. There it is.
Yeah. It looks pretty cool. I kind of want to see it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll come back next week with some anime impressions.
You going to finish Gundam too?
I'll come back next week with Gundam.
All
right. Okay. Anyways, that was my picks.
I'm going to run through a bunch of quick ones. Ninja has found a new home for streaming.
Oh, Ninja, the streamer.
The Fortnite streamer. Yes. Everyone's favorite blue-haired weirdo. Yes,
I saw the numbers.
He's going to YouTube, baby.
Why not?
He's going to YouTube. He declined a deal for Facebook because
that's Facebook?
Where Mixer is going. And that's some boomer website, buddy. I don't know. Ninja's going to fucking YouTube. Contract details are undefined, but he got paid $30 million for 9 months of work by working at Mixer. So,
sure. Good for him.
Why not?
Good for him.
The producers of The Spider-Verse,
yes,
are going to produce a new show.
Yes.
They're going to revive that everyone's favorite classic, Clone High.
What?
Yeah, baby. They're bringing back Clone High.
What?
They're reimagining Clone High. I don't think it's a...
Is it literally going to be called Clone High?
I think it's called Clone High.
All right.
If people who don't know, Clone High was a 2002 cartoon on MTV. It lasted for exactly one season.
Yeah.
And it was all the famous legendary figures from history were cloned and are now high school kids or college kids. And it's all the, it's basically a parody on the rom-com shit that was at the time.
Wild.
And it was great. It was a great show.
I don't know how I feel about this.
It's a good show.
I don't know how I feel.
But they produced your favorite movie.
What?
Spider-Verse. So how can this one not also be good?
Everyone makes mistakes.
Yes, this is great. This is good news. This is positive news.
Okay, I'll wait for your review.
I'm waiting. Now I'm waiting for the undergrads reboot.
Oh, God. And then what's wrong with you?
Evo's back in the news.
Is it now?
Because the fighting game community's on fucking fire.
Oh, yes.
So the El Presidente of thing of Evo.
Yo.
More known as Mr. Wizard. Got fucking fired because there was allegations of pedophilia.
Oh yes, say it with me.
I don't want to say it with you. It's terrible. So there were allegations brought up by Mikey Pham, who said that
Mikey Pham,
PHAM baby, whose username is Crack Porn or Crack Prawn, PRON. It was said that he was abused when he was under 18. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So in response,
who pulled out?
Everyone pulled out.
Oh shit.
Evo pulled out of Evo. So Evo is canceled.
Smart move.
Yeah, they fired Mr. Wizard, they canceled Evo Online, and there is now no more Evo.
Damn. Say goodbye to that baby.
Yeah, I recommend people just kind of look around the fighting game community news recently, because it's wild. The Smash community especially is on fire. I think there was some story where Sky Williams, a YouTuber and Smash player, had a esports house, and then he borrowed $55,000 from somebody because he said his dad had cancer and couldn't afford the payment, and then he used it for cosmetic surgery on his dick.
Mm. Sometimes I'm amazed at this story. Yes, the story is pretty funny, but I'm amazed at how into it you seem to be.
It's crazy.
Like, let's pretend like this is not video games.
Yeah.
Like, we talked about this at dinner, but I feel like I'm talking to my sister when she talks about bad reality shows.
Yeah, I know. Listen, I know.
Okay.
And it's bad. But
you're so into it. You're so invested.
It's crazy. It's so crazy.
Like, I'm here, like, you say, oh, here's the Smash community. And I'm like, oh, he's going to talk about video games. Yeah. And, like, you're telling me about, like, dick surgery. And I'm like,
I'm talking about the Smash community, not Smash Bros, that fake-ass fighting game, that sweet party game. I'm talking about the Smash community, the unhygienic, unbathing degenerates of the fighting game world.
How are you going to just doom like that?
Because I went to Canada Cup, and anytime I walk by the Smash today, I had to plug my nose.
How do you know that's just not Canadian Smash fans?
It's still part of the Smash community, all right?
Okay.
They represent the community.
Wow. Continue.
So yeah, that was fucking wild. This is kind of like a deep cut. Ryosuke Yoshida, he was the lead combat designer on the Switch Monster Hunter, in Japan known as Double X, and Devil May Cry 5. He's moving from Capcom to join a Chinese studio, NetEase Games.
Gotta go where the money is.
I guess so, man. You gotta go to China. But bro, that's a huge fucking loss.
Why?
Because he's made some of the fucking best character action combat in years for Capcom. He's a talented dude. Man. It's I don't know. It's a big loss for that company in my eyeballs. The other one, remember Ikumi Nakamura, the It's Spooky girl?
Yes.
She had a baby.
Good right? for her.
That's her new position. But here, just look at this Twitter.
Holy fuck.
She has gone full video games, and on Twitter she has posted a POV of giving birth. This is not news. This is not anything. I just wanted to bring this up because it's fucking hilarious. And all the comments are basically, is this a QuickTime event? Yo, smash X to give birth.
Oh, no.
It's a very good tweet.
Okay.
That's all I got. Go on Ikumi Nakamura's Twitter account and look it up. It's a good tweet.
Wow.
Wow. Do you need time to recover? You okay?
That's a thing, man. That's a thing.
After that, we have happy birthday to Final Fantasy IX.
My favorite!
Turn 20.
Sure did.
You and the Gooch are in good company because he said that this is the one. It was the closest to being what his ideal Final Fantasy would ever be. It was
the perfect Final Fantasy.
To the Gooch, it was the perfect Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
It's too bad he was wrong.
Wow!
But he was close.
Hold on.
But he was close.
Are going to deny the father of Final Fantasy.
I'm going to say that Sakaguchi worked on a certain number of Final Fantasies.
And created them.
Yeah. Listen, and
he created FF.
I'm not going to diminish his importance.
So when he says this is the purest of my creation and you deny him that?
Sometimes you know how you're too close to the product.
Oh,
right? And it's like, yo, you need an outside eye to check in. And it's like, bro, like it's 12. But
wow.
Obviously the best one is 11. Come on.
It's not a real Final Fantasy.
It's not. It's like when people be like, yo, Final Fantasy 14 is the best one. That shit ain't real. That's some MMO offshoot. Yeah. Might as well be a new Crystal Chronicles.
Wow.
So yeah, happy birthday to Final Fantasy IX with my favorite gal, Beatrix.
What's up, Zidane?
Damn. Monkey boy.
Phoebe.
You like anime?
I love anime.
And recently, you love anime Blu-rays.
Yes.
So... the studio behind the Persona 5 anime has announced that there will be an English dub version coming out limited, exclusive. Guess how much it is?
If I had to guess?
If you had to guess for a small run of English dubbed Persona 5.
Can you tell me who the publisher is?
The publisher is... Let's see. Going down... Aniplex.
Aniplex? Aniplex. Oh, okay, $249.
Close. 300 American, oh, baby. No.
I forgot to put in inflation. Okay, yes. Oh, no.
If you want English-dubbed Persona 5 anime,
oh, my gosh.
It will be a $300 Blu-ray release.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It's so expensive. But also, Vince, how are you going to buy that?
What? Fuck, man.
I know you got those Persona 3 Blu-rays.
So?
Do you have those Persona 4 Blu-rays?
No.
Okay, interesting.
I don't.
Okay.
I do not.
But I don't know if I'd care for a dub version.
What if the dub's real good?
I'm a pure anime watcher.
Okay.
Subs only.
All right. And then the last one is a Kotaku interview. That was actually really interesting.
Kotaku!
It was an interview on Masayuki Uemura. I always mess up that last name.
Mm.
He worked in Nintendo in the fucking 70s. Like, he's old school Nintendo. And it's a talk about, like, how Nintendo has evolved from the fucking, like, 20s or whenever they made Hanafuda cards. Like,
oh, you mean, oh, okay, like from the start of time.
Yeah, from the start of time, like all the way up until current day. And when he, like, I think they said he was like 75 at the time they interviewed him. But it's a fucking fantastic look into just like Nintendo or culture, like way back in the day.
That's cool.
And stuff like that. And like,
cool.
It's cool. It's a really interesting read. Highly recommended.
Yeah.
And those are my picks. I'm out of them.
Nito Bandito. Mm-hmm. What should you do this week?
I'll play Trackmania.
Oh, you did buy that.
So it's free.
Oh, I remember you saying how you didn't like it.
Yeah, so Trackmania 2020 has come out. And let me tell you, baby.
Okay, now I know where this is going. Okay.
It's Trackmania.
Yeah.
Like, you ever played Trackmania before?
It's Hot Wheels.
It's Hot Wheels, baby. And you can create your own tracks. It's like, imagine if someone was like, all right, here's for $20, you get a Hot Wheel, but also unlimited tracks to make your own track. And you're like, fuck yeah, that's sick as fuck.
Oh, right? Oh, no. Where's the trick?
So now, Ubisoft, in all their terrible decision-making, have made two versions of Trackmania 2020. One is the one you download for free. All right? You can play Trackmania. You can play a total of 20 or 25 tracks that they release each season, right? And it's all meant to, you gotta play our official tracks, you do the time trial, do whatever. And that's it. That's all you get.
Okay.
But, oh, and the tracks rotate. So every season you lose the old tracks, then whatever. But they've added a paywall, baby.
Mm.
They've added Trackmania subscriptions.
Huh?
Where they have different tier levels of subscriptions.
Huh.
And if you want, like, the highest one is a $79.99 product. And it is 3-year access to the club membership of Trackmania.
Whoa.
The main thing here, from as far as I can see in all the settings and everything, that, okay, like, the only way you are able to create custom maps,
yeah,
is if you purchase the subscription.
You have to be subscribed.
It's fucking insane.
Oh, do you have to be subscribed if you want to play other people's custom tracks?
I believe so as well.
Oh, okay, that's evil.
And here's the other thing. Here's the other thing, too. I haven't found a menu option for, like, hosting your own server.
Oh.
Or here's my custom playlist of tracks.
I see what's going to be a problem.
It's only, hey, you're on my friends list, or you're on my local network.
Shit, eh?
So I can invite you to, like, 1v1 me, bro.
Damn.
But, like, the spirit of Trackmania has all but been fucking demolished from this series.
Well, I mean, get fucked.
I guess so. Trackmania Stadium is still up.
Yeah.
So, honestly, I played about 10, 20 tracks of Trackmania 2020, and I was like, yeah, this is boring as fuck. And I went back to the old one. I went back to Trackmania Stadium, and I fucking played on full speed maps, and it was the best. There was a bunch of bootleg versions of Cher songs. It was fantastic.
Sounds good.
Those Europeans know how to fucking make a server, baby. I just feel bad for, like, was it Nadeo? Like, I don't know if, like, they have control of their franchise anymore, really. Because before all this, they had that whole grandiose thing of, like, we're making Mania Planet, right? And then we have this, like, we have Shoot Mania, and it's our competitive shooter.
Yeah.
And, like, whatever. And they had this, like, grandiose idea. And, like, they've always been, like, very community-focused. And
yeah, this comes out, for sure.
And it's just like, oh, it's a fucking shell. It's like they just put Nadeo on it because, like, Ubisoft held him at gunpoint. And we're like, make another fucking Trackmania.
Yeah.
Do whatever we say. It's sad.
Aww.
It's sad. So that was disappointing. But I guess old Trackmania still exists, so whatever. And then other than that, what did I do? I played more Monster Hunter to get ready for Alatreon.
Right, that's coming out soon.
I started making more Safi Jiva hunting horns because...
Is that available to hunt again?
Yeah. I was looking to do the Cool of Torah stuff, but it's Safi right now.
Okay.
Yeah. And then other than that, I got stuck again in Final Fantasy VII.
Where? Where are you?
I'm after the flashbacks in Calm, and they're like, you gotta go south. And I'm like, okay, let's go south. And then I found a house that had a chocobo dude in it, and I caught a chocobo, and then I ran away from a snake, and I got to a cave, and the pillar, there was a snake impaled on a pillar, and Cloud was like, did Sephiroth do this?
Mm-hmm.
And that was the whole purpose of that area, because I can't go back.
Mm.
and now I don't know what to do.
Just keep walking.
Everything is blocked off. I have no fucking clue where to go.
You might find something.
All right. I'm debating just like using God mode and beating that snake.
Yes.
But
yes.
I don't want to. I remember that I'm trying to beat this game with no God mode.
So. All right. Yeah. Just speed mode.
Yeah, just speed mode.
That's fair. That's fair.
So I don't know. I got stuck and then it was the same thing of just like, I have no fucking clue where to go, and I shut off the game. I haven't been back to it in like 4 or 5 days.
Remember how games used to be?
Yeah.
Just think, asshole.
Yeah, like all I need like just an arrow. Like a simple arrow of just like, hey, like this area. Like this, no, just go, man. I'm not gonna tell you how to get there, but just go here. And it's like, oh, you didn't remember because you haven't played in 4 days? Mm. Get fucked, nerd.
Yeah, like those games are definitely designed to like, you got to keep playing.
Yeah.
To be constantly in the mindset.
Yeah, and as much as I totally hate games that hold your hand too much, where it's just like, here's a quest counter and your map has like infinity arrows or whatever. It's also like annoying to just be like, to get back into a world and then... It's just, hey, do you remember where to go? I fucking hope you do.
Yeah, I remember.
So yeah, I don't know. Did that. I think the real darkness is that I played a few games of League.
No! Why?
Because I was so what happened is I hardwired my computer into my route, into my modem, my router.
Oh, so you were free.
Because I wanted to upload the podcast.
You just got a long Ethernet?
I got like a fucking 200-foot Ethernet cord.
Is it just around your house? Did you put it through vents? You put it through a wall?
No, I just ran it down the stairs.
Oh my God.
And so I hooked it up because I want to upload the podcast faster.
Yeah.
But I was like, well, I got these speeds. What are competitive games like?
Yeah.
I played some Rainbow Six. Yeah. And I was like, bruh, like 20 milliseconds? This shit's awesome. Mm. And I was like, oh, but what about League though?
Mm.
And like League is a much easier game when you're consistently at 25 ping and never fluctuate and you don't disconnect, no nothing, no whatever. Still, it's a better game, but also still community is still dog shit.
Oh yeah, of course. You just get the responses faster.
I do. I get the dog shit responses faster. And yeah, I don't know what it is, man. It's like a drug. Every time I like think about it, I go back and I play a couple rounds and I'm like, oh, like I won. Like I'm doing good. Like I feel that like how the matchmaking works is that it detects that your account hasn't been logged in for a while.
Oh God, conspiracy theory.
So then they're like, okay, we'll match him up with the people who get the most honors and they play and they actually like are nice, right? And you're like, oh, this is a pretty good experience. And like after that login bonus runs out, then you're like back in with general population, motherfucker. And then you got to deal with like AFKers and people who flame your mom.
Wow.
So I had one guy. He was the AD carry. He was like 0-4, right? Not doing very well, but the rest of our team was doing good. And we're like, guys, try to be as positive. Don't worry, buddy. Like we're going to get it. And he was taking my red buff. But he had a red buff that he just got from a kill I fed him. So he was 1-4 at this point. I took it. I took my red buff because he had a fresh one. And he flamed me. And he's like, fuck you, you piece of shit. And he logged off for 15 minutes.
Wow.
And then we held off the rest of the team, the enemy team, for long enough for him to come back and him to say, hey, why don't you guys just fucking quit already? He actively said that in the game. And I'm like, well, how about you try and play with us and we'll just win quickly? How about that? And then he came back. We got him back up to speed and then we won.
Yeah.
But holy fuck, it was like leading a child. I had to hand feed this guy a win.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how to play with people like this. It's fucking crazy. The League community continues to be the worst video game community I've ever played with.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because the League community is actually just regular people community.
I know, because there's so many fucking players.
And regular people are just garbage.
Yeah, it's like the COD community.
Yes.
Right? It's just like everybody plays COD.
Yeah. Like, I have a, not video game related, but a human interaction related story.
Ooh, this will be fun. Okay.
Okay, so I sold off all my extra bikes.
Yes.
Okay.
I also I want to take a minute to appreciate that sentence. I sold off my extra bikes. God damn it.
Yeah. Whatever. So I was speaking with one guy, and TJ was there with me. And it was all like over text and stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And like I put it up on like a, where did I put it? One of the selling marketplaces.
Yeah, like Kijiji.
Kijiji, or Craigslist, or whatever. Yeah, whatever. And some guy messages me. Mm-hmm. Like, I put up for a price. I put up for $900.
That was your first mistake. You didn't put it up for free.
I put up for $900. And then I get the first message from this guy.
Yeah.
So, like, hey.
Sup?
Like, hey, hello. He's like, is this available? I'm like, yeah. He's like, okay, give me your phone number now. Let's talk.
Give me your phone number now. Let's talk.
And I'm like, I'm not comfortable. If we have any, like, I'm not comfortable just giving away information like that. How about we, like, the platform's here. Let's do our negotiation.
Yeah.
So, okay, $600. I'm like, yeah, no thanks, but okay. See you later.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And then, like, an hour goes by, and he's like, okay, fine. How about 7? I'm like, no thanks. Really, no thanks. I'm good.
Good.
I'm good.
I know how much this is worth.
Yeah. And then he's like, can you tell me more of the bike? I'm like, yeah, sure. It's this, and this, and this. Yeah. He's like, 800. And I'm like, no, sorry. I already have another buyer coming.
Yeah.
He's like, what do you mean you have another buyer coming? I messaged you first. I'm like,
this guy offered me what I asked.
I'm like, listen, you messaged me first. You lowballed me first. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, I don't take you seriously.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, this is why I asked for your number. It's like, you're like one of those bitches in the clubs who doesn't give me their number when I ask them for it. And I'm like,
bro.
I'm like, whoa.
Like, yo, that's mad rapist vibes right
there.
Yeah,
it's like, just next time, man up. And I'm like, whoa, seriously?
Yeah, bitch, you should have manned up that asshole.
I was like, whoa, that's how you ask for a girl's number? And then you get all bitchy when she doesn't want to give it to you? I'm like, fuck.
And that's insane.
And then he went on like a swearing tirade, and I was just like, okay, this is over. Like, I won't even respond. Just delete this
shit. I've definitely been mad at sellers.
Yeah.
So I remember one time I tried to buy this fucking, it was like some 360 network adapter.
Yeah.
Right? On Kijiji. And he had it for $20.
Yeah.
And I was like, cool, I'll buy it for $20. Can I meet you on this day? And he's like, yeah, for sure. Day of.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I went on eBay. And I want to raise the price to 60. I'm like, triple the price.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck? No, we agreed on
20.
20. Yeah. And I'm driving to your house now. And he's like, well, I refuse to sell it to you now. And I'm like, well, fuck you then, you piece of shit. Like, yeah. Good luck selling it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I've definitely been bad, but not like I lowballed you and then someone else sold it. Like, how fucking dense do you have to be?
Yeah. And like, I figured it out. I'm like, oh, you knew how good of a deal this was, but you still want to push it further.
Yeah.
I'm like, forget it. So
that's hilarious.
But yeah, when he said that, I was like, geez, like,
yo, you should have gave him your number, told him to meet you outside the flag.
Yeah, I was like, fuck, man, some people are just disgusting. But what are you gonna do?
I'm trying to think of, I think I can think of a bunch of examples. But yeah, that's my week. It's been disappointment after disappointment.
Wow.
Oh, and then I tried Korean styled intestines recently.
Okay.
It was okay.
Just okay?
When I say that sentence, like, I tried intestines. It was fine. Like, honestly, they had them stuffed with like some sort of ground meat.
So maybe it was ground. Oh, so the intestines were like a casing.
No, they were intestines. It wasn't like a sausage intestines. Like, it was a thick intestine.
Yeah.
But I was like, I was eating it. And I'm like, if someone ordered this, I wouldn't not eat it. Like, I would still eat it, right? But I would definitely never order this of my own volition.
Okay.
So I'm like, this is like a 5 out of 10.
Okay.
It's fine.
Okay.
It's okay. Okay. You know, Korean intestines, it's okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Was it like a...
It's Korean barbecue.
Oh, it's barbecue?
Yeah. So you Korean barbecued the intestines.
Oh, wow. I thought that would have been good.
Yeah, it was okay. It was fine. I just don't know if I'm a fan of organ meat. I like hearts.
Do you like liver?
I like liver the way we do in Italian Easter. We like have it like in this like kind of soupy thing.
Okay.
It's pretty good. Oh, my God.
Okay, yeah. Because I like liver, but...
Yeah, liver's okay. But I can deal with chicken hearts. Like, I like chicken hearts up to a point. Like, if we go to Hot Spot, like Hot Pot. If we go to Hot Pot, usually I go like, can I get chicken hearts? Can I get like half the normal amount of chicken hearts?
Yeah, like I'll eat them if they're there.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, like I never want them enough where I could have to order it all on my own.
You're just popping it? Like, yeah. You're just popping chicken hearts?
Like, it ain't, it, nah.
Yeah. Yeah. But man, the fucking fried rice they made after, oh baby. So we made it, and then the leftover meat that we weren't eating by itself.
Just put in the rice?
They put rice on top, and then mix it on, and then fried the rice on the barbecue, and put, like, mozzarella cheese on top. Oh, baby, it was so good. Oh, these Koreans know how to barbecue.
Okay.
Damn. They barbecued rice, homie.
Sure.
It's delicious. That's highly recommend.
You know, that's just how you make fried rice, my friend.
Barbecue? On the barbie?
Wait, how did they put it on the grill?
They just put it on the grill, homie.
Oh, sorry. Was it like a skillet? Like a...
Like, yeah, they had a skillet,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, like a... Sorry, not a skillet. Like a hot plate? Like, yeah, a... Oh, okay. I was thinking Korean barbecue where it's like...
The... Oh, they got the holes.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay, no. I was like, how the fuck do you do that?
No, it was not.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Damn.
And you get the rice all crispy on the edges?
Oh, then it's the best. And you just... Yeah. You fight over the burnt shit? Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah. So you just burn it all.
That's the true secret. Yeah. My girlfriend was like, how come you're not eating? I'm like, because I'm waiting. And she's like, oh, you know the secret.
Oh, fuck.
Now I got competition for the end rice.
Yeah, I know. Because I had that exact same exchange, mine, because we were making fried rice.
Yeah.
She's like, so are we going to turn this? I'm like, do you want to turn it? It's like, no.
Vince, you should eat some of the rice now.
Why don't you try the top portion?
No. I can wait.
I'll wait for you to eat.
Yeah, but that's the secret of the grill, of the skillet.
Yeah.
Is that you can make it all
because
fucked.
It's flat. Yeah. It's huge. Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. Yeah. I just want that rice again.
Oh, rice, baby.
Carbs, man. They're the best.
Yeah, they are.
Don't you love carbs?
Yes.
Okay.
I do.
And yeah, also going to a restaurant in COVID is very weird.
I can imagine.
Yeah. Wearing a mask the whole time, obviously. Well, not when you sit down. When you're at your own table, it's whatever. All the servers are wearing masks. They're like, they have like extended tongs to like help you if you want to do stuff.
Yeah.
And then also you got to like give your name and phone number in case that day someone gets the COVID.
Yeah, like I went to a restaurant, but mine was a patio experience.
Yeah, mine was also a patio experience.
Oh.
And they still did all that.
Okay.
But you had to walk through the restaurant and then you're at the patio.
Oh, okay. No, mine was like they closed off the street. So there's just a table in the middle of nowhere.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. But yeah, that was your week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So mine was, I sold the bike thing. And then I sold bike equipment. I've just been selling shit.
Yeah, I've been noticing and I'm like, I'm disappointed in you.
It's been pretty good. Like,
your hoarding tendencies are going away and I don't like it.
Capital is up.
I don't like it.
I like it.
You're in the black.
Far in the black.
So how are you going to make yourself go into the red?
I've put pre-orders down for so many things.
Oh my God. Okay.
I got a bill last week for a watch.
Okay.
I was like, oh, fuck. I guess I bought that.
Vince, you have too many watches.
So that's why I got to sell one. I'll do that soon.
Okay.
This past week, let's see, I don't think I watched anything because I meant to.
Because you still didn't watch Gundam.
No, I didn't. So after we recorded last week, I proceeded to open more toys.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I'll bring one down so you can see.
You posted a video of a toy too.
I'll get to that one. Yeah, for sure. But I was opening toys.
Mm-hmm. Bro, that is a big boy.
Yeah, he's,
There you go. Cloud Streif over here.
Just try not to take him off the bike, because, like, he's very, like, pinned in there now.
Back wheel does not turn.
What?
Oh.
Oh, there's a kickstand on it?
Oh, okay.
But it goes like this.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, it actually turns.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So, I think if y'all remember, I bought the super high-end first-class edition of Final Fantasy VII Remake. And the reason it's so expensive is because it comes with a PlayArt's Kai figure of Cloud and his bike.
The famous bike from the one scene.
Yes.
And only the one scene.
And it is large. The bike is like a foot and a half long.
The wheels spin.
Yeah, wheels are rubber. It's hand painted.
Hand painted?
Yeah, the Playart's car is like that. That's why they're so expensive.
Remember when they were shit?
I think they still are.
Because I remember... Ooh, spicy words
like,
from the toy reviewer.
Like it looks cool. Like, they always look cool.
Yeah.
But, like, handling Cloud, I don't know. He's all right, I guess. What I do like is his joints are super stiff, so, like, I have him posed with a sword out, and that I know that won't fall. So, like...
That's cool.
Yeah. But it's a large, beefy... It's a great display piece. Like, you see it, and you're like, wow.
Mm.
That's a thing.
That's a thing that exists.
Yeah. But it's like, where do you put it?
On a coffee table, I would assume.
Yeah, right? Like, it fits in none of my display shelves. So I have to put it on the top.
You know what you need now? You need, like, one of those clear stands so you can have him pop in a wheelie.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I don't know, like... Because the bike has a kickstand.
Yeah.
But, you're right. It doesn't hold it up high enough to what you want. Right?
Also, it just tilts forward.
Yeah. So, like, it's more there so that it doesn't fall.
Okay.
But it's,
Yeah. This is an impressive showpiece.
Mm-hmm.
But even just holding it for the limited amount of time I did, mm-hmm. I could not see myself playing with it.
Yeah. It's not, like, something that, like, you'd want to pick up and, like... do anything with.
You want to pose it once and then leave it
kinda
forever. Okay.
And it kind of just sits there.
All right,
but he's a big boy and he's really cool. Is he worth the amount I paid?
Yeah, no,
we'll see what happens when I sell him in a couple years.
Oh my god. Well, that's a different story. Did like the price go up to where now it was worth it?
Yeah,
but did your enjoyment of the toy, was it worth the money? Like, take the price you paid for that edition,
yeah,
and minus $79.99 plus tax.
Yeah, so it's like $300.
This is a $300 toy. Is this
maybe less than that?
Is this $300 worth of enjoyment?
No.
Then get fucked.
But I'll be if I have to be honest, a lot of $300 toys I buy I don't ever feel are worth that amount.
Galgaigar, come on.
He wasn't $300.
He's more.
No, he was $200.
$200 plus all the accessories.
Oh, the hammer was like another 100.
Yeah.
So I guess...
That's a $300.
You know what? The hammer I don't feel is worth it. But Galgaigar on his own? A-okay.
Did he ever get the jet upgrade for that one?
He did. I didn't buy it.
Why?
Because it was... I might buy that still. I don't know. It was a... It wasn't a mass release.
Oh, okay.
You had to like... It was on this thing called... Premium Bandai, so you always have to pre-order those.
Oh.
But they only have their website open in Japan. So if you want those things, you have to go through a couple middlemen.
Absolutely demolished.
Yeah, so it was just... And it was expensive.
Yeah.
It was like $150 for essentially a jetpack.
Because like I look at the smaller version, just the Chogokin Galgaigar with all the upgrades, I'm like, damn, you are a bulky, beefy boy.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, so like, it exists. I might go buy it now that if prices have subsided, but...
Mm-hmm. Everyone forgot about Galgaigar?
I hope so. I hope so. So that's that. I opened and then I said on last week's podcast that I was going to have a surprise,
mm-hmm.
which we all know now is I made a YouTube video.
I still can't believe it.
I did.
You made more than one.
I did. So one of them was on a big grid man.
It was.
Who's right behind you, I believe.
Right now?
Yep.
There it is.
Yep.
It's a big boy.
He's a big grid man, so he's a gritty man.
I always forget how to open this. I'm gonna leave it. I'm not gonna touch it.
He's cool. He's cool. It's a big grid man. That's what I wanted, because grid man's big,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had some sort of like kaiju to fight him.
Okay.
But to be honest, what I really wish is I had all the option parts so he could put on that like armor set, so that he could do the whole like
combined
form. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't exist in that size, because then he'd be gigantic.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I wouldn't
mind. That's what you want.
That's exactly what I want.
Yeah.
I
want a one-to-one scale super Gurren Lagann.
Wow.
Tenga Tapa one-to-one scale. Jesus. Like, let's go.
Christ. Yeah, so there was that. And then I made another video where I built a Gundam. And so I built a Gundam.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a couple more videos in the works.
Couple?
Hmm.
Damn, dude.
I at least have three more. I don't know how I'm going to release them. Maybe I'll just do
more. You're not going to do, you're not going to premiere them? So everyone can watch them live together?
No, I like surprising people.
Just randomly throw out a video?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, you know, it's fun. Got a lot of interesting comments.
Yeah, again, I talked about this already to you, but they're all positive.
I know.
And I don't like it. I need more internet hate on your YouTube.
A lot of them are like, you're not V3.
Who is this?
They're like, why are you so happy and lax?
This
like,
is terrible.
Yeah, like, how come you're not mean and cold? And I'm like, fair enough. Fair enough.
You know what? You got me.
Yeah, geez. Maybe Check this isn't me. Yeah. It's been interesting. It's been fun. I'm still trying to figure out a lot of logistics.
Mm-hmm.
Or just, like, a lot of the technical details.
Like editing on a phone?
That, and, like, I don't really like the setup I chose to do.
But everyone else likes it.
Yeah. There's small things about it that I don't like.
Okay.
So. All
right.
It's a work in progress. We'll see where we go. But, yeah. It's been fun.
Nice.
YouTube has been interesting.
Nice.
Yeah, those videos did better than I thought they would do, considering I'd been gone for so long. So.
Yeah, this one's sitting at like 15K right now.
Yeah, I was surprised.
That's pretty decent, bro.
Yeah, for not being around, and I'm like, wow, I must hit the algorithm. Wait,
let's sort your channel by most popular videos.
I'm assuming it's a Gundam.
I'm gonna also assume it's a Gundam.
Yeah.
You ever hit a milli views?
I don't know.
You ever pop a milli?
I don't know.
Well, let's see. Ooh, you did not.
Okay.
But, wow, all your top fucking reviews are
Gundams. Can I think of the number one would be, is it an Astray?
It is an Astray.
It's an Astray?
It is an Astray.
Okay. It's a real great Astray.
It is a real great.
Okay,
of course. 144th.
I gotta start buying Astrays, I think.
Yeah, that's the best Gundam. I don't know what the fuck you're doing. You need that Sengoku Astray.
You know what? I've been trying to look for that kit. No one has it in stock.
Doesn't Anime Extreme had it for like fucking years.
I was just there.
And they didn't have it?
Yeah. Why do you think I walked out with everything?
That's surprising.
That's why I walked out with that giant Faz instead.
Okay, all right. Because they had the special one too with all the accoutrements. But that thing I remember being on their shelf for fucking years.
Yeah, because I was like, I really want to build a Sengoku Astray. And I was like, and so I was there with my girlfriend and then we're like, can you look for this? And she's like, okay. I asked the guy. He's like, we don't have any. I'm like,
oof.
Like, and then I was like, wait, then I was like, I'll just get the big box. Get me that
give
one.
Me that. Give me that other big box over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a red frame Astray.
Yeah.
Only 400K, baby.
That makes sense.
Damn.
That makes sense.
4 years ago.
4 years ago. Yeah, I was like, I guess it has been like 2 years since I actually made my last Gundam video.
Mm-hmm.
Other weird comments are like, we miss your voice.
Ew.
Which was,
gross.
A little weird.
Disgusting. Next, they're going to ask for feet pics.
I know. Like, what? Get out of here.
Get out of here with this.
Yeah. So, no. That was my week. It's been...
I think the one downside of your setup
is
that you can see the lights in the reflection of the glass.
That's why I don't like it.
Yeah.
That's why I don't like... And, like, I'll tell you, on the weekend, we tried to look for different ways where we could mitigate that.
What if you took the doors off the case?
No.
I'm not gonna do that.
No, because the backside's glass.
Oh, is it?
Like you...
Would it still refract? I guess it would, yeah.
We opened the doors.
Oof.
We put paper behind them, and I was like, listen, the only way this is going to work is if
you do it in front of the Tokyo Drift poster.
Is if I switch the shelves with wooden shelves and no doors.
Interesting.
But then my girlfriend said, but then you'll get dust. And I said, wow, you really know me, huh? You know my issue. So we X-nayed that idea.
What harms a little dust?
No, because then you have to clean it.
Just clean it.
No, it's too much work. It's too much work. So, I don't know. The only other thing I can think of is if, like, I get a DSLR, or at least a much better camera where I can control lighting and just choose the focal point. Just real... Like, if I move this table out a bit more...
And then, have, like, the focal point, like, just before you or something?
Yes. Or, yeah. And then keep the ISO super, super low.
Mm-hmm.
But keep the lights super, super bright. So that you just... Like, it would be a very complicated lighting setup.
Okay.
And the other thing would be, like, it'd be a lot more diffuser lights coming from the ceiling versus in front. It would be very tricky.
So. All right. You know what it's time for?
Mm.
It's time for a trip to Henry's.
So I was like, we'll see how well this YouTube channel does.
Yeah.
And if I get enough extra kickback, then maybe I'll go get a camera.
All right. Just remember, I'm going to thought audit you if you don't pay your taxes.
Shit. I think I have to make a certain amount, right?
Yeah, you have to make a certain amount.
Okay. Yeah, then I started looking at cameras, and I'm like, maybe I should just get a GoPro.
GoPros are very popular.
Yeah. Get a gimbal and just, you know, do the full vlog life.
In your basement?
No. Just whatever.
You need gimmick videos now if you do that.
I know.
You gotta be like, building a Gundam underwater. And you gotta scoop a suit.
Hold on, let me write this down.
And you gotta bring your god hands underwater.
Yeah, so it's been, it's been fun making those quick videos. Like, yeah, they're easy to film. They're relatively quick to put together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. I think you could tell. They're like very, very quickly shot. So.
Yeah, they are not, okay, let's just say they are of average YouTube quality.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It is just, let's jump cut the shit out of this.
Mm.
You got some clever transition. I like the two camera setup you had at one point.
Yeah.
Where you're just like switching between like side, like yeah. corner angle and yeah. front on. Like that was yeah. cool.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, I have a lot of experimentation to go through before I figure out what I want to do with the channel.
Underwater Gundams.
Maybe. That could be the new thing.
What were the underwater Gundams? What are they called?
What do you mean?
The Gundams that went underwater in the original Gundam.
Nemos?
Were they Nemos?
I think they're Nemos.
Yeah. Just you strictly build Gundams in the environment they originate from. Or that they're meant to be used in.
Or Zigox. I can't remember. Zigox?
Gooks? Gox?
Zigok?
Zigok? I can't remember. You only build Gundams in the environment that they're like specifically made for.
So what you're telling me is I cannot build 90% of the space ones.
Hell yeah. Shit. Unless you go to space.
Oh god.
Zero G Gundam building.
Too much work.
Go hang out with the Russians and they'll do the zero G plane thing.
Damn homie. Yeah, that was my week.
Alright.
That's all I got. Nothing else.
Excuse me.
Yes. So YouTube.com/TypeV3.
Wow! Twitch.tv/BagOMilkVG.
Wow. Wow. How dare you? And that's it. We'll be back next week.
Kilroy can't kill on Twitter.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Oh, this is like a draft in here. Like a social media draft. I don't know what's...
Wow.
What's happening?
Okay.
Bag o' milk on Instagram.
Wow.
What is that? Do you hear that?
Don't you just have these all linked somewhere?
I think on my Twitch channel.
Okay.
That's twitch.tv/
oh,
Bag o' milk VG.
Whatever.
Whatever. Fuck you.
Whatever, man. That's a great place to end.
Yeah.
Bye.